promises you made, coming back to haunt you. Don't whisper in my ear, you gotta learn to say goodbye. I was in the wrong, but it doesn't really matter. Don't whisper in my ear, you gotta learn to say goodbye.
The Sugar Babes was a group made up of three beautiful, talented vocalists. And throughout the history, there were more member changes, but mostly there would be calf bites as well. Today I'm going over the complicated history of the Sugar Babes, how they were formed, and where are they now. And as I always say, before looking forward, we have to look back. Started in London in 1998, the Sugar Babes were formed by Allstate's manager Ron Tom and Sarah Stennett and First Access Entertainment. Saibhan Donaghy and Mutia Buena, both aged 13 years old, had been signed as solo artists, but decided to work together after performing at the same showcase. While in the studio, she invited her best friend Keisha Buchanan to watch them. Manager Ron Tom decided the three girls were to be a trio, likening their different appearances to the United Colors of Benetton campaign. Originally dubbed the Sugar Babies, the group's name was tweaked to Sugar Babes when they were signed by London Records to give the group a more mature image, releasing their debut Overload in 2000, peaking at number 6 on the UK singles chart. Was nominated for a Brit Award for Best Single. The group co-wrote most of the tracks on their debut album One Touch with the help of Allstate's producer Cameron McVeigh. One Touch peaked at number 26 of the UK albums chart. It produced three more top 40 hits, New Year, Run for Cover, and Soul Sound. The sales of One Touch did not meet the expectations of London Records, and they dropped the group in 2001. It was later certified gold by the BPI and has sold over 220,000 copies in the UK by 2008, according to Music Week. During a promo tour in Japan in August 2001, Saibhan left the group. She stated initially that she wanted to pursue a fashion career, but was eventually diagnosed with clinical depression amid reports of infighting in the group between the members. Donaghy later stated that she was forced out of the group by Keisha and called her the first bully in her life. Former Atomic Kitten member High Rage would replace her. Having already started work on Ages with Dirty Faces with the new member, the trio looked for a new record label, signing with Island Records. The lead single from the new album, Ages with Dirty Faces, was Freak Like Me. And if you don't know, Freak Like Me was originally sung by R&B singer Idina Adelhart. Just want to let y'all know that. The follow-up, Round Round, debuted at top of the UK singles chart, while Freak Like Me was their first UK number one single. And Round Round peaked number 2 in Ireland, the Netherlands, and New Zealand. Both singles were certified silver by the BPI. On the back of the success of the two singles, Angels with 30 Faces was debuted at number 2 on the UK albums chart, certified triple platinum, selling almost a million copies in the UK alone. It is their highest selling album. In the UK, the third single, Stronger, gave them their third consecutive top 10 hit in the UK. A track was later released as a double A-side with Angels with Dirty Faces in the UK, and the song was chosen as a D2 to the Powerpuff Girls movie. Shape, which samples Sting, made the top 10 in the Netherlands and Ireland in early 2003. 3 was released in late 2003, reaching number 3 on the UK Albums Chart, and earning them a Brit Award nomination for Best Album. Certified Double Platinum, it has sold over 855,000 copies to date. It was preceded by the lead single, Hold the Head, becoming their third number 1 single, reaching number 2 in Ireland. And they also became their only single to chart the US at 96 on the Hot 100. Follow up, Two Lost of You appeared on the soundtrack for Love Actually, went to top 10 in Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, the UK. The album's third single, In the Mill, was released in 2004, garnering them their another Brit Award nomination for Best Single. Like its successor, Caught in a Moment went on to number 8 on the UK Singles Chart. The trio sang on the Band Aid 20 remake of Do They Know It's Christmas in 2004, going to number 1 in the UK in December. Around this time, the moodiness in the group alleged backstage catfights. Press junket tantrums were tabloid fodder in Britain. They were surrounded by continuous rumors of infighting within the group and constant split reports. Rumors suggested that Keisha and Mutia had bullied Heidi. Although herself repeatedly denied such allegations, Mutia later admitted that she just didn't want to talk to her when she first joined. According to Keisha, there was only one serious fallout between herself and Heidi during a 2004 gig in Dublin, a disagreement around Britney Spears' song Toxic. After a hiatus, Mutia gave birth to her daughter Talia. The Sugar Babes released their 13th single, Push the Bio, in October 2005, debuting at number 1 in the UK and remained in position for 3 weeks. It peaked at number 1 in Ireland, Austria, and New Zealand, reaching the top 3 across Europe and Australia, and certified silver in the UK. It was even nominated for Best Single at the Brit Awards. Tall in More Ways was the group's first number 1 album, and number 1 the singles, album, airplay, and download charts simultaneously, making them the first group to achieve such a feat. Tall in More Ways was double platinum in the UK. Following an apparent illness that prevented her from promoting Ugly, she left the Sugar Babes on December 21st, 2005. Mutia later stated in an interview that she was suffering from postnatal depression after the birth of her daughter, combined with the group's increasingly hectic schedules, and chose to leave to spend more time with her daughter. In late December 2005, Emil Baraba joined the group due to the group's management to replace Mutia. The third single was a re-recorded version of Red Dress with Emil's vocals. It originally had Mutia's vocals, but before she left the group. Early in 2006, the song was released and gave them their third consecutive top 5 hit from the album, entering the UK singles chart at number 4. Baraba recorded 3 of the album's 12 tracks, including Now You're Gone, Gotta Be You, and Follow Me Home, and co-wrote a new song with Bukana Range named, Anyway, the tracks appear on the re-release of Taller More Ways that reached number 18 on the UK album chart. The fourth and final single, Follow Me Home, was released in June in the UK, charting at number 32. In mid 2006, they returned to the studio to record 2 new tracks for their first greatest hits collection, Overloaded, the singles collection. Easy was the lead single from the album, peaking at number 8 on the UK singles chart, while the compilation album, released in November 2006, peaked at number 3. The album was certified platinum by the BPI and sold over 598,000 copies. In March 2007, the Sugar Babes collaborated with Girls Aloud for their 18th single, Walk This Way, originally sung by Aerosmith, and was the official single for Comic Relief. It became the group's 5th number 1 single. Following their greatest hits tour, the Sugar Babes worked on Change, their 5th studio album and first to feature Emil on all tracks. About You Now was released as the lead single in September 2007, also becoming their 6th number 1 in the UK and their first Hungarian chart topper. It remained atop of the chart for 4 weeks. About You Now was nominated for a 2008 Brit Award for Best British Single, and is today their highest selling singles with sales at almost 500,000 copies. In the 2009 version of the Guinness Book of World Records, About You Now was listed as the first track by a British pop act to top the single solely on downloads. The song was also named the biggest chart mover to the number one position in the UK. Also, Change became their 2nd number one album. For the 2nd time, they topped the singles, album, and download charts simultaneously. Change was released as the 2nd single, December 2007, peaking at number 13 in the UK. The album sold over 494,000 copies and certified platinum. The third and final single was Denial, peaking at number 15. From March to May 2008, they traveled the UK for the 30-day Change Tour, their biggest tour to date. Following the tour, they returned to the studio to write and record their sixth studio album, Catfights and Spotlights. It was reported that Timbaland had approached the Sugababes to work on their sixth album, but due to time restrictions, a collaboration did not occur. Girls, the lead single from the album, was released in October 2008. Although the single peaked at number 3, making it the first lead single since One Touch not to reach number 1. The album peaked at number 8 in the UK charts, and the second and final single, No Can Do, was released in December and peaked at number 23 in the UK. In January 2009, the Performing Rights Society named Sugababes the fourth hardest working band in 2008 due to the number of concerts they had performed during that year. After the release of No Can Do, they decided not to go on tour in 2009 and instead focused on recording their next album. The Sugababes traveled to the US to work on Sweet 7. In April 2009, they signed a contract with Jay-Z's label Roc Nation, resulting in working with high-profile producers. Amel also collaborated with Tinchy Strider for the track Never Leave You, their third single from his second studio album, Catch-22, in August 2009, debuting at top of the UK charts, making her the only member of the Sugababes, past and present, to achieve a number one single outside the group. Get Sexy, which was the lead single from Sweet 7, was at number 2 on the UK singles chart in September 2009. In September 2009, Amel was reported to have left the Sugababes. She had missed two engagements promoting Sweet 7. However, on September 21st, it was revealed that Keisha has officially left the Sugababes, and her place was filled by Jade E. Wen, the UK 2009 Eurovision Song Contest entrant. Keisha revealed on Twitter that it was not her decision to leave, resulting in some journalists thinking that she had been sacked. Critics and fans reacted very negatively to the news, and British rock sheet The Guardian ran an article named Why the Sugababes Show Can't Go On Without Keisha. Even Digital Spy ran an article called Keisha Buchanan, We Salute You, in which they thank her for her contribution to incredible pop songs. According to Amel and Heidi, both women had wanted to quit the Sugababes themselves, only to find that their management decided that they would follow them rather than find two new members for Keisha. In September 2020, Keisha also stated that she did not know that she was ousted from the group until after the public announcement of her departure has already been made. Now, that's kind of shady for me. The new member Jade was flown to the US to film the music video for About Girl, mere days after Keisha left the group. About Girl reached number 8 in the UK during a truncated promotion schedule due to Amel flying to Austria for treatment for nervous exhaustion resulting from the lineup change. In late 2009, Where My Kiss was confirmed for release in February 2010 as the third single. With the album originally set for a November 2009 release, it was delayed until March of 2010. Where My Kiss debuted at peak at number 7, making Sweet 7 the Sugababes' first album since Taller in More Ways to contain at least 3 top 10 hits. The album peaked and debuted at number 14 in the UK, but was quickly panned due to the loss of an identical sound, soul, and originality stemming from Keisha's departure. In March 2010, Mutia applied to the European Trademarks Authority for ownership of the group's name. The application was submitted amid the controversy of Keisha's departure, in which Mutia insisted that the Sugababes have ended while a founding member is still in the group. It was confirmed that Mutia had obtained rights to use the name of paper, cardboard, and goods, namely stationery, paper gift wrap, and paper gift wrapping ribbons. In the same month, the group was dropped by Roc Nation due to the poor sales of Sweet 7. They began with Corny and Ace Studio album in April 2010. In June 2011, the group and their managers Sarah Stennett and Mark Hargreaves Crown Music Management Services left their record label at 10 years, Island Records, for a new 3-album distribution deal with Sony Music's RCA Records, with Crown Music Management Services as the active record label. In July, the Sugar Babes commented on a new album saying it's a bit darker, tougher, and quite edgy. In that interview, the group said that the album showcased their personalities. At the Wireless Festival in London, Keisha, who left the band in 2009, approached the current lineup, and the girls were reported to have a teary reunion and put the past behind them. It was the first time in 2 years that she has seen former comrades Rage and Baraba, as well as the first time she had officially met her replacement, Jade Ewan. In a later interview, Buchanan revealed that she was disappointed by the treatment she received back in 2009, but wanted to wish the current lineup best of luck. And that's good. Their first and only single, Freedom, was released on September 25, 2011. Afterward, the group began a hiatus to work on solo projects. Heidi participated on Dancing on Ice during Season 7. Amel worked on solo material, and Jade competed as a contestant on the first series of Splash. In March 2013, Jade said that Sugar Babes will probably come back together again at the end of the year. There will definitely be more recording, but there is no release date anytime soon. In May, Amel said the group had been writing songs for the new album and hoped to release new music in 2014. However, this same year, Jade expressed her feelings towards the Sugar Babes feature being uncertain, saying that they're pretty much done, which led to reports that the group have split. This was initially denied by Baraba, who stated she believed the band would get back together in late 2014. By 2013, an interview was published calling Jade confirming that the group had split 2 years prior. She was quote saying, "This is a tricky one because I don't feel comfortable lying, saying we're in the studio recording and we're going to bring music out next year," which seemed to be the favored line. "I think it's unfair to fans and we should be honest. We kind of fizzled out about 2 years ago. I think the line changes have obviously got to be a factor. You can't get away from it." In January 2014, Heidi contradicted Jade's statement, saying that the group was merely on hiatus as they followed solo projects. Speaking on if they broke it up or not, Heidi stated, "Not officially, but we don't have any plans for anything in the near future." Reported that the original lineup of the group would reform. In January 2012, further speculations circulated that the group would reunite were sparked. After both Buena and Buchanan tweeted that they were in the studio with two other females and British rapper Professor Green. However, Mutia later denied this on Twitter, saying, "No track with Kisa or Professor G. He was around the studio. I'm just working on my stuff at the moment." Despite this, Emily Sunday confirmed to MTV UK that she had written new songs for Mutia, Keisha, and Sivan, saying, "Yes, that is true. I wrote for the original lineup of Sugar Babes, which I'm very happy about because I just loved them when they first came out. I love their sound. It was so cool. It was very different. So happy to be kind of be involved in what started the whole Sugar Babes journey. It sounds amazing." In April 2012, it was reported that the lineup had signed a £1 million record deal with Polydor Records. In July 2012, it was officially confirmed that the group had reformed under Mutia, Keisha, and Sivan, and would write songs for a new album under the record label. The name was officially registered through the European Union on June 27, 2012. The group attended the 2012 Summer Olympics opening ceremony on July 27 and posted pictures on their official Instagram page. making the trio's first public appearance together in 11 years. Wow. Imagine just 11 years. On August 6th, the group confirmed that they had written two songs with former member of the All Saints, Shaznay Lewis. Sibon the next day tweeted with the girls in the studio, "I think the album's finished." In November 2012, the group were nominated at the Yahoo Gossip Best Girl Band of 2012 alongside Lil Mix, Stussy, Girls Aloud, The Saturdays, and The Spice Girls. Their return was named the 11th biggest moment of 2012 in NME Magazine's 75 Moments That Define 2012 Countdown. They also appear on Pony Step in December 2012. That same month, they perform an intimate gig at Pony Step's New Year's Ever Party, performing Overload, New Year, and Freak Like Me. They also cover Rihanna's Diamonds. The performance marked the first time Mutia, Keisha, and Saban performed together in over a decade. A fan film video went online and it became viral, receiving over 70,000 views in just 2 days. In an interview with BBC, they said that they decided to reform as they felt they still had something to give. The first glimpse of new material came to light on January 7, 2013, when they uploaded a video of a short a cappella clip of their rumored debut single, Boys, on Keisha's YouTube account. The clip was viewed for over 140,000 times. Pop Justice the same day released a 3-second clip of a studio version of the single, calling it simply amazing. The group had also signed with Stormall Entertainment. On March 14th, the group's producer, Deb Haynes, uploaded a track on his official SoundCloud page, stating the track would not feature on the group's forthcoming album. Laying Down in Swimming Pools is a reiterated rendition of Kendrick Lamar's Swimming Pools that feature hazy R&B production and three-part harmonies. Haynes later comes in saying, "Just finished recording the music with Mutia, Keisha, and Saban, and the girls felt like having a bit of fun at the end of the last session. Enjoy." On March 26th, the group was featured on a remix of Phoenix's new single, Entertainment. On June 4th, they advertised their forthcoming single, Flatline. They later uploaded 1-minute, 11-second preview of the song on their official SoundCloud page. On June 13th, the full version of the song was made available on their SoundCloud page on July 4th at 2 o'clock p.m. During the group's official Google Plus Hangout session after the premiere of Flatline, the titles of several tracks from their forthcoming album were revealed, Back in the Day, Drum, and Beat Is Gone. During the video shoot for Flatline Los Angeles, they were interviewed by Billboard. Two more songs from their forthcoming album, I'm Alright and Victory, were co-written with Sia, was mentioned, while Boys was also confirmed as part of the track listing. In another interview with Idolayer, the group also stated that a new track of Lay Down Swimming Pools will be included. The album was expected for release in 2014. On August 1st, MKS performed their first official headline gig at Scala. Among performing tracks such as Overload, Run for Cover, Stronger, and Freak Like Me, the trio also performed several new songs from their forthcoming album, including I'm Alright, Love Me Hard, Boys Today, and No Regrets. Lay Down Swimming Pools and a mashup of Flatline and Push the Button serve as the encore to the evening. In early October, the three women appeared on Google Plus Session Series, performing three live acoustic tracks. New song, No Regrets, the Sugar Babes classic, Caught in the Moment, and Royals, a cover of the international number one track by Lorde. The performances are available to view in HD on YouTube. On November 6, 2013, Mutia said that she was open to reclaiming the Sugar Babes name, as Jade Ewan revealed that the fourth lineup split 2 years earlier. During the concert between November 8th to the 16th, the group embarked on the Sacred 3 tour, playing 6 dates across the UK. In early 2014, the group stopped performing or appeared together, and the social media profiles belonging to the band, stopped being updated, leads to speculation amongst the fans that the group has split or have been dropped by their label. Between then and October 2019, no new music was released. While on several occasions, the bands declared that they were still working together. In June 2016, at London Pride's Wham's Warp Radio special, Siobhan said the album was due the following year. The Sugar Babes got a record coming out next year. We've been back, and then there was a bit of a break, but we're working on it again. It's so exciting. I can't tell you the exact release date of the album. I know, but I can't tell you. It's next year. In August 2017, Keisha said in an interview that the group were working on new material after their previous work was leaked online. In June 2018, Siobhan was a guest on Tom Aspall's podcast, Bow Pop, and revealed we're still working together. That's really easy to say, and we sure fans, we're kind of stronger than ever. Things were really difficult when we were teenagers. The virtues were out. It was new to us, or relations were strained or whatever. Then we got back together, and you got to go through that full circle of almost like therapy of working out who you are now and what happened back then. We've done all that now. She added that she had no idea when or even if an album would be released. In July 2018, during a Q&A on Instagram Live, Bhutia confirmed that MKS was still working together. During the live at the same bar, fans asked when new music will be released, and she affirmed that they were still working on the album, say were we working on it, as it got leaked. So we had to do it all over again. Mutia also suggested new material will be released in September. In August 2018, Keisha revealed a snippet of a new song on her Instagram story, hinting the group had regained their original Sugar Babes name back, by saying she was not an ex-Sugar Babe. She also implied that new music was coming soon, and the reason for the long wait would be revealed. On January 13, 2015, Keisha filed for the Sugar Babe's name to be trademarked in the United States. The trademark process was completed on the 26th of September 2015, and January 2016, Keisha achieved ownership of the United States Sugar Babe's trademark. In August 2019, the original trio appeared with DJ Spoonie on his album Garage Classical, covering the 2000 song Flowers by Sweet Female Attitude. In September 2019, the official track list for the album showed the trio being credited as Sugar Babes for the first time since 2001. Their comeback performance took place on the Graham Norton Show on October 18, 2019. Following their performance, the group revealed that they were working on new music and a special project for the 20th anniversary of One Touch. Plans were put on hold due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So, like I said, the group had a pretty complicated history, but no matter what, they still deliver amazing music. So, will there be any new music? We'll probably not know. But until then, you have to keep hope. No matter what, the Sugar Babes will be back. And that's it from me, you guys. I'm really sorry if you couldn't really hear me or nothing. But anyway, the Sugar Babes is the greatest girl group of all time. I still think they could got a whole lot of worldwide recognition. But I want to know, what's your favorite song by them? You can tell me through the voice records on my bio, on my profile page, or you could just send me on my socials your favorite Sugar Babes song. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Don't worry, next week will be a very good one for you. I don't know why I paused on that. Anyway, I'll see you guys in the next episode. I hope you enjoy your day. Bye.